Hello, everyone, and welcome to your Friday night tune up.
Tune up.
You
Hello,
know who we
everyone.
are.
What?
So they know who we are.
Today.
You did what today?
I said I could have changed my name. Maybe I'm somebody different.
Who are you today?
Somebody
who are you
different
now?
Every day?
Well, no.
Yeah, we open up to a new energy of a new being of who we are, opening to a new world. So every day we're somebody new.
This is true. This we are somebody new every
single day. And every day we have a new grand and glorious adventure.
Yes, I know you always have adventures.
I've got to partake my adventure today, but we'll get into that later. So what's going on in your world, Ellis? Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy Friday. Happy amazing Friday. Happy almost new moon. Happy lunar eclipse. Lunar eclipse and all this other stuff that's happening. Happy, happy, happy. But honestly, today it's been really intense. Just been having a really intense headache all day that just won't leave. And I know this is energy moving, energy being moved and transposed and all this other stuff that's really moving around just in the planet and the universe and within me that I'm aligning into my new self. And with that being said, just have to have the patience for this allowing of newness to take hold, to allow me to see the other side of this transformation, as I feel like I am a butterfly and a caterpillar in a cocoon going to emerge into this something amazing, beautiful butterflies that sit in this chrysalis of energy. What about you? What's butterfly wings? Hashtag butterfly wings.
Hashtag butterfly wings. Exactly. So you wake up new. So every day with somebody, as we raise our vibration, as we're changing, as we're moving, every day we wake up somebody new. And it's like, how do you want to create this world today? So my day today, do you want to tell me my adventure today? I always have an adventure.
Yeah. I want
Friday adventure. So here's my adventure. I woke up and I hear this little voice in my head. Becky, it's time to drive to St. Augustine today. Because something about the drive from where I live to St. Augustine and back is just like transformation for me. Talk about butterfly. So today on my journey, I'm going to show you a picture. I real magic right in front of the Fountain of Youth, which Wizard is in the Fountain of Youth. So Daisy, my dog hints that. Did I tell you the story of the Fountain Youth?
No, but we drink the Fountain of Youth every day, though.
I know we do. But anyhow, I'm going to tell you about the fake Fountain of Youth they have in St. Augustine. Anybody listening to this? So Daisy, you know, my magical dog, Daisy, the husky, we went to the Fountain of Youth. And they have this whole thing. Here's the Fountain of Youth you can drink. So I went there one time, and Daisy walks up and poops right in front of where the water came out. So to me, that was a sign saying you people are full of shit. So anyhow, that's my Fountain of Youth story. It was quite funny. But anyhow, let's go back to today. So today, here's the magic I got to see. I didn't show you, Hillis. So I was on the road where the Fountain of Youth is, and I was just kind of admiring, learning play from the pelicans on the way down, how they were flying and just kind of playing in the air. And so then, look what I saw.
I love the peacock. You're screaming black, but I saw the peacock. Oh my god!
Yeah, so I'm drawing from the Fountain of Youth, and there's the little female.
Yeah,
and I heard them, and I'm like, oh, the peacocks! I wish I could see the peacocks, and there they are. So I wanted to show that was my little magical adventure of seeing the peacocks today, and it was so beautiful for me because you know it's just you know. It reminded me so much today of the magic we are living in right now and how we need to play with just the universal energies right now more than ever and not let ourselves get caught up in all the chaos that's going on out here because people who are raising their vibration.
Well, the chaos in here too.
And the chaos in here, exactly. You know, staying in the peace, but it's like, you know, right now, there's so much going on in so many levels, just so many levels, and it's really intense right now. And so that's what my message I took today, remind me to play with the universal energies and they will send you in a place of flow.
Yes.
Even if things are crazy, find the flow within that chaos.
You want to go?
Because okay. That's the key. So that was my message from my beautiful, magical journey to St. Augustine today. So thank you for indulging me in my adventures. And let's see the baby.
Oh, no, that was Zaya. She went to go run away now. Zaya doesn't like camera too much. Naya is more of the camera love.
Gotcha.
But I'm glad that she talked about that story because it really brought up something that I want to share with everyone tonight. And that is really stepping into the truth of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And really understanding the truth of who we are is in us, and that we often go outside and seek outside. And I mean, it's fine that we go externally because we have to travel outside of ourselves to come back within.
Yes.
And that's the path that most of us have chosen to take because we go on this journey, this adventure outside to understand who am I? What am I? What's my purpose? All of this stuff. And have all these life experiences, all these life adventures, and meeting all these people, and just having this in journey of entanglement. Mm-hmm. And we get so used to or accustomed to being outside of that which we feel resonates with us, that we forget about our own internal resonance.
Exactly.
And that we become so dependent on, you know, where's my guru or where's my spiritual guide or where's this or where's that? That it's all right here. And part of what you and I do is remind people to go back in and say, hey, you got to go back inside. All the answers that you need are right here. And so which is leads me to what I want to share with everyone tonight, and it's another point this week that I want to share with everyone. And it's a little bit shorter, but still holds the same meaning and impact. And as we move through this, it is called echo. Reverb, verb, vibration, feedback, a loop, a bounce back. Emotions tell the tale, life of vibrations, a frequency of always being, adjusted. A voice seen, times heard. As loud as the crowd, minded the mind field. Set and charged and discharged. I am all that exists. Separate, one, wonder, vague. What story is told? A place of sonic mysticism? A repetitious cycle of expansion.
Love that. Thank you for that share.
Thank you for listening. And it just speaks to the place that we're all in right now, because this is, we're coming to the end of eclipse season with the full moon tomorrow and then lunar eclipse tomorrow. So I guess a lot going on. And so the help that we are wanting starts here, starts with us here in the beginning. And then once we understand the internal journey, we then can be the light, the beacon, the star for others.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And speaking of others, I just want to say hi to everyone who's joining us tonight. We didn't say hi to everyone, Hillis.
We didn't? Oh, Bridget. Hi, everyone. Oh,
hi, everyone. We see you. We see you. And thank you so much for joining us on this journey on Friday night. So,
yes. And as my hands went up, the Chuck's message came. So I guess it was meant to be. And it says, May is going to be a challenging to us. Your right energy changing exactly. Newness of ourselves. So, yeah, we have to step into the newness of who we are. And so that's what this whole full moon and this lunar eclipse is the ending, yet a beginning of this transitional period.
Exactly. And that energy level, you know, is going to start raising higher because we're coming to a pivotal point that it's going to be very challenging the month of May. So hold on to your flowers.
What are you talking about? It already started. Well, at least for me.
Well, but it has started, but I'm saying the month of May, it's going to ramp up to a whole nother level.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, when it's ramping up for other people, I'm going to be coming on the downside of that.
Okay. You're so silly.
Well, I mean, well, you and I both know we experience all the stuff way before other people do.
I know.
You know, there are those who experience.
There's all different levels of people in different places.
And speaking of all these different levels and things, don't you have like a top 10 list or something?
Oh my gosh. So I went into the archives today. I was going through stuff. Actually, oh wait, no, it wasn't archives. So, you know, I always talk about this website of mine.
The non-existing website,
but listen to this, because so I'm changing platforms and going back to one I can understand. And so I worked on it and I'm just waiting for the other platform to switch over to the other plan. I haven't done, and I can book sessions and all kinds of good stuff. And I did it all myself. So I'm so proud of that. But anyhow, while I was in that process, I came across a blog. So I reposted on this new site, and I wanted to read not the blog itself, but the top 10 list. So yeah, this is
we love top 10 list.
So we're going to
David Letterman's thing.
I know.
It's his fault that he got us doing these top 10 lists.
This is Rebecca's bedazzled list. Oh, so anyhow, the blog is all about coming home to you. So these are the top things I recommended, and it was just so fun for tonight. So I'm just going to read them out to you. Number one, everything you've ever desired and wished to create is right inside of you. The outside is only a false reflection to trick you with the truth. For your truth is your truth, and you must discern what that is. Number two, laugh, laugh, laugh at yourself and all the little things that happen to you. When you laugh, it takes the fear away. When you laugh, it takes the fear away. Number three, forgiveness of yourself and others. For when we can look upon one from the light they truly are and not what they do or say, then you can witness the beauty within, not the fear that is out. Release our sabotage we did to ourselves to allow suffering. Number four, this is a good one that everybody should do. And well, some people do, but a lot of people have trouble with this one. Learn to listen to your body. It is the radar of you and your world. And I struggle with this one. So that's why I'm making fun of it. It will tell you when you are in balance or out. If you don't listen, it will knock you down. So true. Number five. This is a good one too. People struggle with this one. You ready? Learn to get out of the head and follow the heart. For when you can live from the heart, your world will flow. And our head gets us in trouble with doubt, worry, questions, and actually holds us back.
You know, that one's really good. I like that one.
Did you like that one? Yes. Yeah. So here is number six. You ready?
I'm ready.
If you are terrified of something, then that is what you need to do. Seven, embrace the imperfect perfection of who you are always. For in your weirdness, quirkiness, craziness that others see is actually the magic of who you truly be. Number eight, if people don't get you, that's their opinion. Don't listen. Stand in what is true for you. Ready? Number nine, if you get triggered by something or someone, that is your key to explore. In other words, time to dive in that side you run from. Yes, the shadow. And number 10, speaking of the shadow, can you believe that's actually where home really resides?
Wow.
The magic of you.
Yes, 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 yes. And you know what?
That is my top 10 list of kind of things to embrace in the world.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it.
And you know what I really appreciate, you know, about this, you know, especially about number five on your list, and the interview that we did with our dear friend Sherry Unshara, that will be released next week. And yes, if you guys haven't done so already, check out our Favorite Things episode. that was posted this morning, getting a glimpse of some of the favorite things that we like to use and have in our toolkit. But what I want to talk about is, you know, what we talked about with Sherry yesterday and how poignant number five is how we tend to get lost, especially in the emotional minutia of our life. You know, and how we sit in the space of our emotions and what really is fun. It's just interesting, the whole concept of emotions and how emotions are thought, and emotions are based on our past life experiences, and how emotions really just clog up the process, clog up the system of it all. When feelings are intuitions, feelings is something that's innate, something that's inherent in us already. And the two words, and I'm understanding this on a much higher level, how they always get misconstrued because of how we think the emotion. Because emotions are thoughts, emotions are experiences, emotions are, as Sherry talks about, the left brain energy, the left brain that is programmed based from past experiences in your life. And these, you know, for example, the one that I always use when I teach in my class is that we are always taught, you know, as a child, we're told never to touch a hot stove, but we do it anyway because we want to see what it's like. And so with that, we have the experience of pain and hurt associated with that experience. So then we internalize the emotion of hurt, or even in a different way, as opposed to the space of feeling, because you can't feel the pain of you touching something that's harmful to you. You can feel the resonance of the energy that is being produced in that space of, okay, this is going to hurt me. And then as opposed to actually having an experience of emotions to where, okay, this is going to hurt me. I know it's going to hurt me, but I'm going to do it anyway to go against whatever I know isn't good for me because I want a different outcome. Then what do they say? What do they say it is that you do if you do the same thing over and over again and expect a different outcome? Isn't that like they call you crazy or psycho or something? I forget what the term is for that.
I don't know.
But if you do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome, that's what emotions are. We keep relying on our emotional, what people call, some gurus call, and some spiritual teachers call, our emotional guidance system. We rely on that, but our emotional guidance system is just a pack of life experiences, of thoughts. Go ahead.
Oh no, I say emotion. I mean, emotions to me are just unresolved belief systems. So, and those belief systems are triggered from unloved, not good enough, not worthy. You know, so experiences from what we've had that form those belief systems that we have about ourselves. That is triggered by the emotional part of us, that emotion. So once something happens, you know, we are triggered. The bottom line is we've unresolved that we feel not good. And let's say that's not good enough, because that's a huge one for people, not good enough or not worthy, not good enough. So we go into this emotional response of this unresolved lie that we live by.
Yeah. So let's dig into that. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, when you bring that through, you know, that emotion apart and that you know, you talk about the intuition. You know, intuition is the truth that we don't listen to because we've been so programmed to stay stuck on the belief that's the freaking lie.
It just came to me.
It's craziness. You think about it.
No, but it just came to me.
We take such a hard time to listen to ourselves and our intuition, which is the truth. And then we get, there's also a mix there of what is the emotion, you know, because sometimes excitement can be the same thing as fear. So it's discerning what sometimes we trick ourselves in thinking that, oh, we're not good enough and having this response from that, when in truth, we're actually excited about something and it's like a positive thing and we are in our truth. So it's a whole like mind crazy craziness.
It's really
personal fuckery.
And it's you really coming out of the emotional space of experiences,
yes,
and stepping into the intuition of feelings, and that's the truth. And so what came to me, and I wish I would have to send this clip to Sherry, because Sherry's going to love this part. I know and understand the breakdown of the word intuition. It finally came to me. Mm-hmm. So we have intuition, okay? In meaning in you, into you, and intuition. Ignition, the energy to ignite your cells, your energy that lives in you. So exactly. when you ignite the energy in your cells, you are becoming more of you. That's what intuition is. I'm going to have to watch this and write that down so I can remember that. But yes, intuition, into you. Spark and ignite the energy of yourself. And once you do, you become more of you. And so that's what it's all about. This is just really getting not just a foothold, but really grasping the energy, the depths and the height, not the depths, the heights of your trueness, of the true essence at your core. Because people, I'm really sitting here understanding, deciphering that what emotions are. And as Rebecca talked about, emotions are the true fuckery of life. Mm-hmm. Emotions will fuck you up every time if they're not your true sense of self. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I found this little thing that I had read. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I am going to read this one little blurb from it, which I read earlier tonight, and that's why it's coming up right now. And it's about personal fuckery. Yeah. And what it says, being in the space of not, I hope I write this right, being in the space of not wanting to be an ego, you allow your ego to trick you into being in discord with your vibration.
Yes. And that's another thing that really hit home is that once we step out of the emotional experiences or the experiences that emotionally trigger us because it's an experience. And so we keep doing the same thing, hoping for a different outcome. I mean, so, you know, we're just crazy if we keep doing and living life the same and wanting something different, if we keep doing the same thing over and over again. But it's when you step into the intuition, the feeling of who you are, the joy of who you are, the resonance of who you are, it really is at a higher density, a higher space. Because, you know, we talk about, and it's really coming into another space, because you know, I often talk about vibration a lot, you know, and the energy of vibration, the law of vibration, the spiritual law of vibration. And I talk about vibration all the time, vibration and frequencies. But when you really pause in that, we are always vibrating, and we are always sending out a frequency, and the energy of that is always one of how am I emotionally attached to that? Not feeling, but the emotional thought of this vibration or frequency that I'm giving off is, quote unquote, what is going to come back to me. What we feel is going to come back to me because I'm giving off this vibration or frequency. Mm-hmm. But when we step into the intuition, igniting the spark in you, when we step into that feeling space, we step into the resonance. We step into the God energy that we are. Because the spark that's in us is God energy. The mitochondria of the cells is God energy. Mm-hmm. The nuclei of the cell is God energy. Every aspect of us is God energy. And if there are some people that may disagree with it, so what? That's your problem. But what I'm feeling into is the truth of my being, okay? And it's interesting, and I don't know why I'm being guided to share this, but the other day I was going through my jewelry box. And this was a time when I was going back to church, going back into the religious world. And I saw this white gold cross with a diamond in the middle. And I'm like, wow, that's such a pretty piece of jewelry. Why am I still holding on to this? And I look at what I wear now, this guy, you guys always see this on me, my blue sapphire, you know, with my moonstone. And at different points, at different junctures of our life, we have these sacred reminders of our path, of our journey. And that's what emotions are. Emotions are life markers that served us at one point, but they no longer serve us. And the intuition is the energy in which we tap into now, the trueness of who we are, the feelings of who we are, the desires, the trust, the all that energy that is being called in. We resonate with that. Mm-hmm. And what we resonate with, we give off, not vibrate with, because everything in the world, my laptop, the chair that I'm sitting on, the floor that I walk on, everything vibrates at a different rate and at a different frequency.
Resonance.
But we don't resonate with that. Mm-mm. We resonate with the energy that's higher. And we resonate with the energy that is of our godness. Mm-hmm. Godness or goddess, whatever you want to call it. But it's the God energy that we carry that's being ignited in our souls right now.
Exactly. And what we need to do, I had a whole day. I lost my train of thought on that. You know, talking about that. And it's almost like you almost have to go outside to go inside. So it's like the world, it's really looking at the world, because the world will show you everything you need to see within the inside, and the resonance field that you are putting out is what is shown to you in the world and the guidance of who you are. And I'm like going off here, so we're just going to go back in and read this, because I kind of lost where I was going with that.
Oh.
So yeah, go to this, because I got lost.
Oh, no, it's fine. I just put it up there because
I'm going to interrupt you, though, if it comes back, because it just went poof out the door.
You know, I just wanted to put it up because I appreciate Indigo. I appreciate everyone who watches us every weekend and who has received something of value that has allowed them to grow exponentially on their path. And so we appreciate those who continue to support us to allow whatever resonates with them to resonate. Because I'll be honest with you guys, you know, before the show, I was really on the edge of like, I don't want to do the show tonight because I have this headache all day. And it just like has been knocking me up and down. I'm like, I got to get stuff done, and just had the minimal willpower to do so. And I was telling Rebecca right before showtime, I was like, Rebecca, I'm such a showman, because once the lights are on, once the camera's on, I'm good to go.
Put on your diva party hat.
And so, because I know somewhere in the world right now, whether you're watching this as it is live or watching it as it is posted later, someone in the world needs to hear this. And exactly. It doesn't matter how you feel. Let me rephrase that. It doesn't matter of the emotional space that you're in at the time, because you're basing it off of a previous experience. Okay, that's the emotional space that I was in earlier. However, when I paused and took time to step into my feelings, I knew that this had to be done. And I knew that I would be supported in the expression that of the words that needed to be communicated this evening. And so with that, I am much appreciative of the flow that has been sparked in me to share with all of you. And it's just a magnificence of where we are. And it's just the truth of who we are or where we are right now on the planet, you know? It's up to us.
Is it my turn?
I guess so.
No, thank you, Hillis, for sharing all that. And you know what I wanted to add to that, it kind of came back a little bit. You know, the emotional part of us, you know, the Toltec teachings like to call it domestication. You know, like we're domesticated at of learning all these belief systems and all these things that we carry on that creates these patterns, that create these emotional responses, you know, that create symptoms and behaviors and the whole whatever around that. Bottom line is, we've got to learn to detach from all that. Detach from all the lies that we have put in our beingness from others, from birth, from before birth. We have been domesticated and we have been taught these things. We've taken on these things. We've taken on ancestor stuff. We've taken on parent stuff. We've taken on your friend stuff all over the place, the collective, you know? And it's just getting within to that God source, to that intuition, to that feeling inside of us to know this is the truth, to know and to step into, I'm not going to live the lie anymore. I see the lie. Yes, that's where I was, and I appreciate everything I learned because I lived in this pattern, you know, because all this experience I had of this human experience we did come here to have. However, now it's time to have the human experience at a whole nother level where we are now able to be, even with the vibration level, being forced into the truth. And the way to do that is to detach from the attachments of the emotional part of us, to
Your
honor
thoughts.
it and notice it, but not allow it to be part of who we are anymore. And step into that intuitive, that feeling, that part of us that it's so funny we're never taught to do. So, like from birth, we were put on a wrong path to find our way back home.
Yeah,
Everybody, you know,
exactly.
everybody's like Hansel and Gretel trying to find their way home. They eat the little crumbs, and some get started at the witch's house, and some get burned alive, but others find their way and escape. I don't know why all that came in, but anyhow.
No, but you know, I was all set and ready to move on to the second part of the night, but I can't now. I'm unable to
Yes, you
because,
can. You
well,
can detach
no,
from the plan.
because this has to be expressed. No, because you said the word domesticated. And in that energy, it's such power and giving away of our power in that word. Domesticated. Like we have catered, and I'm going to explain this word backwards, okay? Domesticated. We have catered to the dominance, okay? You guys are, I hope you guys are following me. We have catered to the dominance, domesticated, okay? And the dominance is the emotional energy that we surround ourselves in our homes, in our jobs, in our lives, in our upbringing, and with our parents, and all of these things. Yes, exactly, Susie, Indigo, domesticated enslavement. Yes, exactly. Because if you want to break it down further, domesticated, dominant energy is what we have given to. We have sacrificed ourselves to step into that space-time energy of being domesticated. Because the reason why this came up so strongly in my energy is because, you know, it's been a while since I've had a place of my own. You know, you know, cohabitation is the quickest way to be domesticated, whether you're at home with parents, in a relationship, have roommates, whatever. That's the quickest way for the energy to be domesticated because sometimes you have to surrender to the more dominant of the energies. And sometimes you see it in the animal kingdom, especially with dogs or pets. Some of them surrender to the more dominant energy, even though they are still themselves. But it's this role play that plays out in our society, in our animal cultures and everything. And so when one strays from the pack, so to speak, or when one tries to lead or one tries to go away, just to find themselves on the path of independence and freedom, it's frowned upon. So not saying that we shouldn't be together in a family or that we shouldn't have a community, we should, but it's about having that balance and not be domesticated, but having that expression of freedom, of community, where we accept each other and love each other as we are. And so we have been domesticated from the time the very first species landed on this planet hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years ago. It is in that energy that we carry in our DNA that says, well, I give way to the master. I give way to the more dominant species. I give way to this. I give way to that, because we cater to the dominant energy. You have something you were going to read? Go ahead.
I know I brought all this stuff, and this isn't about domestication. This is actually about, I don't know, this came up today as something to read today. So I wasn't going to read it, but then you started talking about that, and I was like, oh, I got to read that. So yeah. It's all about the energy. And actually, this came in a long time ago, but this is coming up tonight. So the energy of the past or present is the guide of navigating our future. For what we see and experience in the now present will assist us in the future, now connecting together the web of your own soul's journey and timeline. In that, what we question is already answered, just have to connect the dots. Not living in the analyzation of energy, yet the energy of the present alignment of who you are. For in that space is the creation of you, heaven and earth, and the creation of all. So take that one. Take that singer and wrap it around your head.
No, the thing is, and it just speaks to everything that's in transition right now.
I know. I had to read it. It came popped up today. All kinds of stuff going on. See, I created this a long time ago. Like, this all came, I wrote this a long time ago. And it's all coming up today in the now.
Yeah, you wrote it now. You wrote it in the now, and so you wrote it in the now, and so it's still now.
Yeah. Okay. None of that. Okay. My head's already swirling.
I think my headache has gone away a little bit.
Yeah.
I think my headache has subsided some since the show. You know what?
I have to tell you, I'm sitting in my little travel trailer, and the dogs are running around. And if you know, I have huskies, because, you know, I talk about them all the time, but they're digging these big holes. And I just, as you were talking, Hills, I have this like vision of them digging me a big hole where I'm like sitting and like it falling. Never mind. I have this whole thing going on. I don't know what they're up to out there. I'm feeling a little uneasy right now.
So you guys, if you're still here with us in this high elevated spiral upward conversation,
moving on
into the fourth and fifth D energies and beyond. And if you're still with us, you can come down just a little bit and ask your spirit questions for tonight.
Let's everybody take a deep breath. Breathe in real quick and just relax yourself. Bring yourself back down, ground it in the heart, to the now, to the present.
Relax.
What's your spirit questions?
You know.
What?
I don't know. It's just, you know, how everything is in this space of transition, and that word keeps coming up in the energy, in the thoughts today. You know, as we, you know, look to create or manifest something new in our lives, and we expect to have something new. We want something new. We are asking for something new. We are commanding for something new. But in this space of transition, you have to honor that which has passed. You know, you have to, in this space of grief. And to be honest with you, I don't even know what that looks like anymore. You know, I don't even know what grief looks like anymore. I don't understand how to even look at grief anymore, because, you know, I've grieved, you know, my mom and my aunt who passed almost 7 years ago. I grieved the loss of my most recent relationship. I have grieved, you know, the loss of my sense of self, because I lost myself for a while in these transitional spaces. You know, the loss of these emotions, the loss of these identities, the loss of me sacrificing myself, the space of me being domesticated and not knowing that I was domesticated as I surrendered to the more dominant energies around me. And so, and I'm just speaking of this because this is just the energies that we are in right now. You know, I don't even know what half the stuff looks like. I just have to step into the energy of trust, you know?
Well, we're all growing up. I mean, you got to think about it. 90% of this planet functions from what? Their hurt inner child.
Yeah, this is true.
So what are we doing now? We are releasing the inner child from the hurt and saying it's okay. And they're realizing it's okay to move in to grow up.
Yes. And as we are moving into the spirit questions for the night, our dear Indigo.
Stop.
See, this makes me want to go out and go buy cards because, you know, when the energies are entangled like this, it makes it a bit challenging. You need a
set? I've got some I'm getting away rid of. I can send them to you.
Well, you know the set that I want if I'm going to get a set.
The Beyond Lemuria?
Yeah. If I'm gonna buy a set, I want those to be my very first ones. And so, with the energies that are entangled right now, it's, you know, with the energies in transition and entangled, rephrase, is that some of the information and messages make it challenging to feel into what is true. And It's just an interesting time right now, you know.
As I said, hold on to your daisies.
I'm not wearing any daisies. I have on shorts. Are there any messages that want to be given to me?
Hold on, I'm going away for a second.
So, you know, my dear Indigo, what I'm being shown is the image of a bright and beautiful heart. And so, which is the expression of there's a lot of love around you, a lot of love and energy and support that you have around you on everything that you are manifesting for yourself. And so allow yourself to give into the trust, the faith of which you already know. And just follow that because there's the love and support around you to help you. Rebecca?
I'm sorry. I'm laughing because I just had this vision of doing her reading with things, and I'm just going to do it because it's fun. So here's your message, Indigo. Let's see. Can we do charades on
the line? I don't know.
So close. Anyway, close. Light. Okay.
Close and open. Oh, fly. And open.
Create. So anyway, that's what I wanted to do for fun because I'm feeling very playful today. See what happens when I see pelicans. So, no, what Indigo love, you know, you're going through a huge closure of what we were talking about tonight of who you are. To open up to bring out the beautiful wings of who you're becoming. To allow them to expand out because you're growing to the confidence of who you are. That you're going to be able to walk your creative path of openness to create the total expression of who you are. So that's your message. Beautiful. Out of my little lovely game of charades.
And Indigo, to answer your question, You know, this is a difficult answer for me right now. So there are two. The one that showed up first, her name was Zaya. And the second one that showed up, her name was Naya. And so I am pet sitting at the moment. But I'm just going to leave it at that. Yeah. And you are most welcome, Indigo, for the messages that you have received this evening. But Deborah, do you have any messages for me? You know, Deborah, I appreciate you and I love you so much and the support that you show every day on my social media post. I really do, and I honor you in that. But every week, I'm going to sound like a broken record to you until you do it. And you have to take the first step to on your path of wellness, of well-beingness, of honoring who you are. Whatever fear this is that is holding you back, you have to let that be. You have to bury that and allow for you to take this first step because there's so much there and there's a lot of support for you in doing this. And I feel like there's even sometimes a people, well, not people, but guides and everyone else around you is pushing you to take this first step. And it's okay to fall off the cliff because you have support there. You have people to catch you. And Rebecca and I are some of these people who will catch you if you just have the trust in that and step into your intuition, the spark that is in you, the God energy that is in you. Just step into that and just allow that to be enough. Allow that to be enough, and everything else will begin to open. You just have to trust, my dear, because it's time for you to take that first step. Rebecca?
Yeah, Deborah Love. I'm sorry, I've thoughts rolling, so I'm trying to put them together the best way to start this. So I feel like there's something around justice that you feel you're deserving of something. And I think it stems, what I'm feeling, it stems around your own personal journey of where you are right now, of the justice within yourself, of looking at the perfection and the imperfection within you, and balancing that out, of not giving yourself the justice you deserve of finding you and allowing yourself to open to listen to what's coming through, because you're in such judgment around the fear and the injustice that you have within yourself. And what we talked to, it's like almost like a not, I'm just gonna say it, like not feeling deserving of being where you truly are. And you're actually you're a lot up here more than you think you are, because you're in such judgment around it, and fear around it, that you don't allow yourself to open to find that sweet spot of you. And it is a sweet spot that you just need to open your eyes, hug yourself, love yourself, and step forward into it. You know, don't procrastinate around it. I feel like you move forward and then you're like, oh, let me balance this out. Let me see if this right. And then you go back. Oh, start step forward. Let me balance this out. And then you go back. Well, this time, sister, step forward, balance it forward, balance it out. Oh, this feels good. And go.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out, come back to the scales, adjust it again, and go another way. And if it doesn't work, come back and keep on going forward and back and forward and back until you have yourself balanced out, that you're aligned, and you just rush forward. And
Love
it's
it.
okay. And allow yourself to be vulnerable. You think I come on here and I say whatever, you know, I tell all the crazy stuff that happens, so does Hillis, because I love being raw and vulnerable, and it's okay. Allow all this stuff to be shown. Don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of it. Just allow yourself to be who you are. Okay, that's enough. I'm done.
Yeah. Colette, my dear, happy Friday to
and
you.
I want to send you, mwah, and I love you, Deborah, sending you my heart. You got this. You got this. More than you know, you got this. Hmm. Did you hear me? You got this. Okay, now I'm done.
Okay. Wow, this is interesting. Colette, my dear, the word that came in almost instantaneously was the word trip, journey, new beginnings for you are starting to happen and unfold. And I feel that part of it is in disbelief, that you can't believe that this is happening in your life right now. And it's not, it's more so, how are you looking at the things that are happening, things that are unfolding, and it could be twofold. Like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. Like, you're so worried about what's happening. Or it's more like, oh my God, this is really happening for me. Like, in disbelief that something that you asked for really has come up. So just allow yourself to see the perspective, the truth of what's happening for you on this trip and journey. And I feel it's like a duality with you. I feel that there's a literal trip happening, but then I also feel there's this internal journey that's a part of this trip as well. So there's like a lot of new beginnings that's unfolding for you, but allow yourself to step into the truth. Allow yourself to be free from the judgment and just really look at it for what it is and be free from the labels or anyone else's perspectives and honor the truth in you on this path that is emerging, that is opening up for you right now. Rebecca?
Yes. So I get the same thing. You're on a healing journey. And that healing journey is on, I feel, a few different levels. Physical, emotional, and actually financial.
Mm-hmm.
There are things around money. And to open, to know that your dreams, you're moving into your dreams that you've always had, but have been afraid to step into. And to listen to your dreams right now, because there's messages being received through them. And knowing that right now you're moving into a space of well-being, you're opening up to branch your tree out to a whole nother level, to open up, to claim that thing, to notice blessings that have been in your world your whole life, but you've never took note of, because you've been too caught up in what was, you've been too caught up in, I want to say, the belief systems and kind of everything we talked about tonight, that you haven't been able to take the blinders off for the healing to open, to see these beautiful blessings that have been there kind of in the shadows in the back, that you need to address, to set the boundaries with others around you right now, to allow those blessings to lead you on the path of your dreams.
Beautiful. Simply beautiful. I love it. You know what I appreciate about us, Rebecca?
What do you appreciate about us, Phyllis?
That we say the same things, but in different ways.
Mm-hmm. I know.
It just makes me glow.
It does. We're good team together.
Yeah, we are. And speaking of being a good team,
what? Woo!
Guess what time it is?
Chill. Is it time for the tune up?
It is time for the tune up. It's a beautiful Friday when it's the time for the tune up. As I am in such a calm demeanor.
What happened?
Nothing. When I'm this calm, you guys should be very afraid.
He's up to something.
There's a lot of energy being moved. And I guess I've been feeling this energy all day. So when I am in a state of pure calm, as I am in this moment, there's going to be some powerful energies running through. As we begin to open up the energies, the portal of energies, from the higher dimensional frequencies to allow for you to allow everyone who's watching this to take your first step on your journey, on your trip to everything that you have asked for, to no longer be held in the domestication of fear, the programming of the master slave energy, no longer programmed of the emotional space of experiences that has held you back for so long. There's no need for that anymore. There's no desire for that anymore. There's no more energies to withhold you that are keeping you from what you have asked for. You have asked for this. You are present. You are here. You are now in this very moment, this very essence of your God energy. Your God-S energy, your God energy that is you, the spark, the mitochondria, the cellular structure that you have been created with is living in you. And when you finally, finally honor that energy, when you finally step into this energy to begin to truly see and accept who you are outside from everyone else's experiences, from outside of your own experiences, from outside of your own upbringings and your own teachings and everything that people has taught you and guided you to, from your parents and teachers and bosses and relationships and spouses and all of that stuff, outside and strip that all away. And you are left with your goddess energy. And this is the energy of the elders, the energy of the great masters, Mother Earth, Sophia herself, Father Sky, the elementals. They are all truly in their goddess energy. And I say God-S, the unity, the one that we all carry. As I begin now to open the portals to connect to those who are watching in this moment, connecting to the energies around the planet, connecting to the elemental energies of the rain that is present in my space, to clear away all that no longer serves you, opening up the energies to the galactic forces who are here to assist and serve us in various and abundant ways when we give permission and allowance for them to do so. So in this moment, give yourself permission to receive as I now connect this space to and open it with Rebecca to allow for this to come in.
And allow the energies of your heart to open right now and expand yourself. Allow yourself and give yourself permission to expand out today to an openness beyond what you thought you could reach, to an expansion of you that has been held back. It is time to expand out beyond the expansion of who we are, to stretch beyond what we have been, to allow our hearts to receive the truth of who we are, to the openness we can be, to the magic we can create and be, to the God energy that lives inside of us, that is now sparked to open and grow and recreate and create anew. Letting go of all the fear, letting go of all the judgment, letting go of all the enslavement we have held on to. It's time for all that to go. It's time for us to stand forth and create a world of love, a world of compassion, a world of peace, a world of joy, a world of flow, a world of expansion. All that'll still be around that was. However, we can vibrate above it, that we no longer to be part of it anymore. It is your choice on where you go. The sounds coming in tonight will allow you to expand out into those energies and bring yourself back. So thank you for being here. Thank you for opening to receive. Thank you for allowing yourself and giving your permission to say yes to yourself, to open up to a new level of you. For now is the time for that new level of you in a whole new level of who you be. And so here we go. Deep breath in. Allow the opening expansion. Put your hand on your heart, your hand on your stomach, and bring yourself back home to you. Just shake all that energy and just allow it to move throughout your body. Tonight they were very, 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 very calm. There's too much energy rising to get on too many dimensions. They're saying be very careful right now of kind of where you go to kind of keep yourself more grounded. Even though you expand out, it's also keeping yourself grounded within right now to keep yourself in that, so say, human experience right now, in that container so you can move through these energies and navigate at another level. Being the expansion, but also grounded within, if that makes sense. And just play in that space. It's needed right now. We don't need to be the meditation. Don't allow yourself to go too crazy, crazy, crazy all the time. You really need to stay here in this energy because it needs to be grounded in order. The expansion right now is the expansion around the earth, is that love expansion to open that energy up for the collective to feel that collective, because it automatically feels it from up here. But we really needed the ground forces, the personal, the intertwined web that we weave as trees of humanity. And, oh my, hello, little baby girl.
Hey, Zaya. I know. Oh, I gotta put stuff on you. Okay.
And that would be it.
Thank you, everyone, for watching this week's tune-up, this week's live episode of Cosmic Insight. Remember to check out our latest episode of Our Favorite Things. And, and next week we have our show with our dear friend, Miss Sherry Anshara, where she's talking about her new book, Busting Out of the Matrix. And I tell you, you don't want to miss that one.
That's a good one.
And until next week, everyone, keep exploring.
And remember, I got to say it. Don't limit yourself. Create yourself. Be the change in you. Mwah. Happy travels, everyone. Love y'all. Thank you.